Today on LSE Share Talk, we have Dave Reeves from Keras Resources. They've just announced an RNS this morning about the project they've got in Australia that they're moving on to. So, firstly, hi Dave, how are you?
Rob, very good on yourself.
Not too bad, thanks, not too bad. So, do you want to tell us a bit more about the Witchproof project you've announced that you're moving on to?
Yeah, for sure. So we finished mining Anomaly and Accord, the first two first two pits we mined under the tribute with Norton. Just to remind people, our sort of going around to 1.5 grams a ton, and we had a 22% royalty that we needed to pay. Witchy Proof is a 3 gram plus ore body, so over double the grade. It's a profit share, so there's no big royalty that goes out the door immediately. It's all done on profit, so that's better for us both from grade and how that works on a profit share. Well and truly into almost finished the grade control drilling. I've just been out there today, just landed back in Perth, and get a few pictures up tomorrow of the cold wintry day that it is out in Kalgoorlie. But operations are going well there. And after grade control, it's into the drill and blast and into the mining again. So, this is all part of a typical mining cycle. I know there's people saying, "Oh, how long are you off mining for?" We're not off mining. We do have breaks from moving dirt continually in the pits we've already done. You do need to do drill and blast. You do need to do grade control. And when you've got limited working area, you're always doing these cycles. So, it is just part of the normal mining process.
Okay. So, I mean, it's good then, at least you're getting higher grade gold out of the new project.
Yeah, look, very excited about that. The first few months in at those two was good learning curve, fine-tuning things so that when we hit these higher grades, it's almost like when you commission a mill. You want to commission a mill on lower grade so that any teething problems, you're not losing good stuff out the back. The same occurs with us. So, we're now comfortable in where we're heading, and now we're tapping into the high grade. So, ties in very well with the gold price.
And I suppose also you've got with the toll processing, you're using the same practices that you've had from the other two projects, so that's the same agreement.
Yes and no. Again, just talking about what we've learnt, there's various ways of toll treating and various parties we can toll treat with. And certainly, we're looking at our options there. We haven't signed up with a miller. These next couple of pits we can put through any mill. Anything on Norton's ground, we obviously have to put through theirs. And Norton's mill is the closest to Witchy Proof. But there are various advantages and disadvantages to every milling operation, and these last few months have highlighted some of that to us on the pluses and minuses of various parts of milling contracts. And yeah, watch this space. We'll announce which mill we're going with shortly, and the whys and wherefores.
Oh, good. At least you got the lessons learnt as well from the past, I guess. So you know what to be doing this time around as well.
Oh, absolutely. No, look, it's all, everyone's used to having their own mill, so toll milling is something that's not, it's becoming more common in the Kalgoorlie region, but each mill has their own, small quirks that, can be, can have various repercussions if you're not on top of them. So, you need to make sure about all of that. And yes, the first few months has been good in that regards.
Okay, and you've also got the other two projects. You've got Prince of Wales and Lindsay. I've seen from the RNS you've got the permits now that you're going through, which again I think is normal business as usual, just making sure they're in place.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all of these permits we've had to get for Anomaly, Accord, and Witchy Proof, and we've got them for, so we've done this three times already. These are a little more complicated because underground with a project management plan and safety, when you've got rock above your head, there's a little more to it and ventilation and things like that. But we've pretty well completed the drafts for both of those, the environment side, the mining proposals, well on top of them, the program works for the bulk samples. That's how we actually started mining Anomaly 22 in the first instance. So, yeah, all of these we've done before. A little bit more detailed, obviously, with the safety for the underground, but very standard. And we just wanted to give a bit more of an idea to interested parties on what's involved, that it's not just walk up and start digging. There is a lot involved, but they're well on top of it. And all being equal, we'll be starting works in quarter three in both of those undergrounds.
And that's pretty soon, in effect, because we've just entered quarter three. So
That's correct.
shouldn't be too far away, the first bit of news. I think last time I asked you which one of them was going to be the winner, if it was a race to get them into production.
Yeah,
I
and as
thought.
you can see, it's still deadlining at the moment. They both have the ability to start, but as we said then, because the first shot fired in anger at Parrot Feathers is in awe, that's probably ahead of the race.
Okay, so you'll have these coming online as well as the Witchproof project.
Yeah, Witchy Proofs, a small, we're starting with a small pit. So we'll be in and out of there reasonably quickly. We want to make sure about the grade continuity before looking at any larger pit. Moving on to Lindsay's open pit thereafter. Then we'll sit back and have a look at where we are. There's a lot of other things happening I'd love to tell you about, but who knows if they'll come to fruition, so we'll see.
Oh,
And
look forward to
so
that.
it's quite flexible at the moment with how we're approaching things.
Okay.
Bar, I should say, Prince of Wales and Parrot Feathers, because they remain the backbone heading forward.
Great. So that's you also mentioned in the RNS about your target of 30,000 ounces. That's still in mind. You're confident on hitting that for next year, mid-2017.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's great. Is there anything else that you think the shareholders should have? I was going to say it's just be brought to their attention or anything like that. So anything else aside from the
Look, I
permits?
no, look, I think we'll be putting out the first quarter report later this month. We've just got to get all the costings together and final reconcile grade. We'll put that out. And then lots of news flow. Look, we'll update people as we get permits, as things start happening on the ground there, how we're going at Witchy Proof and any other initiatives that might bear fruit.
Great. Well, it looks like you've got a good quarter ahead of you. And
Yeah, look, really looking forward to this quarter.
brilliant. Thanks very much for taking the time to speak to us, Dave. And we look forward to hearing some more news from you sometime soon.
Brilliant. Good on you, Rob.
Thanks.
Cheers.